joining us on KNBR 680 is the Hall of Famer. Always nice to see Marty Brenneman out at the ballpark. Giants, Reds, boy, this is one heck of a series.
Well, it is. I mean, I think there's some similarities between the two teams. I mean, both of them are knee-deep in pitching. I think Giants probably have more team speed than the Reds have. I think Cincinnati from top to bottom has the best bullpen. And offensively, you know, the Giants apparently have swung the bat very, very well down the stretch, and the Reds haven't. I mean, the whole month of September, the Reds hit as a team under 230, and I think that's a major concern. I mean, I don't know whether anybody will publicly say it, but it's got to be a big concern for this club that they go into this series facing one of the better pitching staffs in baseball and not swinging the bat very well.
You know, the last time you guys were here, that's when Votto got hurt, or he had been hurt, and I remember he came out of the game. What's his physical status?
Well, Marty, I think he's fine physically. I don't think there's any concern on his part or the concern of any of the medical people's part that by coming back when he did that he can hurt himself again. That's not going to happen. I don't know. The knee is not yet to the point where he has a kind of drive off of his back leg that will generate power. He's not hit a home run since he's come back. And I probably will not see the real Joey Votto again until next spring. And so it's a situation you have to live with, but it's better to have him that way than not have him at all. He's walked a lot. He's hit over 300 since he's come back. It's simply been a matter of not being able to drive the ball until that knee gets to be 100%.
Boy, you, Marty Brenneman with us. You've seen this five-game series for so many years. It goes back to the beginning of your broadcasting days with the Reds. Five-game series, what's the key? I tell people, put a seatbelt on. It's going to change every minute.
Well, it could, but I think from the Reds' standpoint, they've got to win one game here before going back to Cincinnati, if necessary, for the final three. They can't afford to lose both nights and then have a realistic expectation that going back to our park, they're going to beat the Giants three straight. Cueto's got to beat Kane, or Arroyo's got to beat Bumgarner. And if they leave here late Sunday night and they're 1-1, they're going to be in awfully, awfully good shape.
Boy, what a season, huh? All the different things that happened this year to the Giants, the adversity, the Reds' adversity, the Braves kind of hung in there, and the Cardinals, of course, always a tough team. And then the Washington Nationals sort of lurking in the background. No one knows what to make of them.
Well, I think a lot of people felt like they were going to be pretty good when the season started. I don't think anybody felt they were going to be as good as they were, and it's the same way with the Reds. I thought they were good enough to win the division. I thought it was the best team in the division going into the season. Now, to say they were going to win 97 games, I didn't think they had a chance of doing that. But as the season rolled on, and then they lose Votto for almost 7 weeks, and they go from a one-half game lead when he went out to an eight-and-a-half game lead when he came back. And then, you know, the Giants doing what they did in a very, very competitive Western Division. There are so many surprises about this season in both leagues. I mean, what the Athletics have done is ridiculous. What Baltimore has done has been ridiculous. I think it's going to be interesting, the Manager of the Year award in the American League, and the two guys are going to be one from each coast, and nobody else is going to be even considered. So it's been a fun year, but obviously, we're in the part of the season which is the most enjoyable if you're still one of the clubs still standing.
Yeah, and you're here. Tom is here. John Miller is here. Kruken Kipe, Jeff Brantley. I like this. You guys are baseball. The Cincinnati Reds bring baseball to town.
Well, it's awfully nice to be here. We love to come to this city. I've often said it's the most unique city in the continental United States. This city in New Orleans would probably be the two. And we love coming here. It's nice to have 2 days, almost 3 days, when you don't have anything to do but go to the sightseeing. I was up in Napa Valley with my wife for 7 hours yesterday. And it's just a sensational spot. And as far as that broadcast crew in the other booth, that's my favorite crew in the whole league. I have a greater level of affection for John and Dave Fleming and for Mike and Dwayne. I just have great affection for all those guys, and it's nice to be back together with them for one more run.
They talk about you all the time. Come on, Dave Fleming, I think he's got your picture on his wall.
And I give Dave a hard time. But if I don't like you, I don't give you a hard time. And I give Dave about as hard a time as you can give a person.
Nice to see you as always. And the Hall of Famer is here. And we only need Joe Nuxall to be here, too. And then it would be a perfect weekend.
It certainly would. We think of him often, Marty. And it's nice to see you again.
All right. A pleasure. More coming up on the Sports Leader.